Hello there. Welcome to the Premium Wealth Forecast for May 2022. This is Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astrologist, and this is the forecast that goes deeply into the astrology and numerology for every day of the month and includes the forecast for the lunations, the forecast for the universal month number, a PDF handout of all the details for every day of the month coming up that you can print out and have on your desktop, as well as downloadable MP3s and a new bonus, a special channeling from Merlin about the upcoming month's energies. This is a very exciting addition that really helps to prepare us in the most positive way for what is coming up in each and every month. So let's begin with the universal month number for May. Now, May adds up to an 11. 5 plus 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 2 equals 11. So in April, of course, we had a 10 universal month. Now we're moving to 11. Those are both all ones, right? 10 reduces to 1. 11 is a double 1 and reduces to 2. And double 1 obviously indicates, amongst other things, double new beginnings. So the new beginnings energy continues, and so it makes a lot of sense that the universe sent us the solar eclipse in Taurus on April 30th, right before May begins, right in between the end of April and beginning of May, which are the 2 months we're talking about that cover new beginnings. And solar eclipse is a new moon eclipse. So you'll really start to feel the amplification of that birthing new beginnings, startup energy as we come into the eclipse season, which begins in a few days. So that may help to just allow you to tune in and know that the energy is really shifting. We have a Pluto retrograde also that happens right before the solar eclipse. And that's important because Pluto rules Scorpio, and the lunar nodes are in Scorpio and Taurus, which means the eclipses are in Scorpio and Taurus. So that Pluto retrograde that happens hours before the first eclipse in Taurus is showing us that change and transformation are very much part of this new beginnings process. And I just created a new Star Codes podcast on that Pluto retrograde. It is highly positive because it's surrounded by wonderful transits that are activating Pluto in a very positive way. So have a listen to that, because that'll also help if you feel a little stuck right now. The energy certainly is now gearing up for being swept up in energy that can propel you forward. If you haven't felt it already, the positive vibes are really being activated in so many ways, also due to the solar eclipse. Okay, so 11, double new beginnings, reduces to 2. 2 is about relationships. Both numbers are about your intuition, attraction, opportunities that come from connections you have, and definitely allowing space to relax and to breathe. That is actually really critical, because when you are in that more peaceful, restful place, you can get inspired. You can actually receive info and data and intuition and inspiration. So it is very important that the number 2 inspires you to find balance and peace and tune into those very sensitive energies to help you then just feel so in tune, so that you can then access that inspiration to guide you. So that'll be active throughout the month of May, and it brings you into a real initiation, because 11 is the gateway, the 2 portals. So if you remember the way the temples are built in Greece and ancient Egypt, they had those temple pylons that you walk through, and those are indicative of an initiation as you go through the gateway and you're confronted with not knowing. And that is really the best place to be, is where you don't use your mind. You let go of everything and just allow inspiration to infuse you. And then you apply the knowledge you have to interpret and manifest what it is that inspires you. So that means you are, the letting go process is really the difficult part of the whole equation, because you are literally not inviting old energy in at this point, even if it was just a moment ago, because that would infuse your mind to the point where you're not able to listen fully. So intuitively, the Pluto event I mentioned earlier, Pluto is very connected to empowering yourself through your intuitive gifts, and this 11 code are asking you to just let it all go, to not pay attention to those things that have impacted your way of thinking, your perception of the world, whether it was a news event you just watched, whatever it may be, to leave it behind and just focus on the moment right now. So very potent energy, very exciting in so many ways, because it allows your heart to shine and it really celebrates you in terms of a birthing of the moment. Every moment is then filled with gratitude and appreciation. Okay, so that is the universal month number. And then the two lunations this month, the first one is a very powerful eclipse on Monday, the 16th of May. That happens at 5:15 universal time. That would be London, 12:15 a.m., so shortly after midnight Eastern, New York, and 9:15 Pacific time, L.A., on May 15th. So for all the other time zones, aside from Eastern, it is very late on May 15th. Now, Scorpio and Taurus is where the North Node and South Node are in right now. North Node in Taurus and South Node in Scorpio. And all the eclipses this year are in those two signs. And so this one is very deeply emotional because it, first of all, is in Scorpio, which is a water sign, which, you know, the water signs are the ones that really connect us to our feelings, our heart. They're very sensitive, very intuitive. And Scorpio is ruled by Pluto. And remember, Pluto stations retrograde right before the first of the two eclipses on April 29th. So this particular eclipse is so powerful because it forms an almost exact T-square to Saturn.